This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Research from K-State's John C. Pear Horticultural Center has quantified the effect of controlling grasses around newly planted trees. This week, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham details the research and its findings. Ward, as we think about getting trees off to the proper start, there's been some research done probably about 20 years ago now that really looked at whether or not controlling grasses around newly transplanted trees made a difference.
Yes, it sure did. So what we looked at were actually five different treatments. One was just looking at bare soil, and then we looked at mulched areas, and then we looked at three different grasses that were allowed to grow up to the tree. Those three grasses were tall fescue, Bermuda grass, Kentucky bluegrass. So what we did when we controlled the grasses is we kept that area bare or mulched out to 3 feet from that trunk. The others were allowed, of course, just to grow right up to the trunk.
And you went with a couple of trees we would find in Kansas.
Yeah, eastern redbud and pecan seedlings. That's what we started with. Just wanted to get a little bit different types of trees and see if we got the same results.
The choosing of the eastern redbud seedlings and the pecan seedlings, any logic there?
The eastern redbud seedlings, they are hard to transplant. They are a difficult tree. Some people call them dead buds just because they are difficult to transplant. And so it was chosen just because of that.
And how long of a study was this?
So this took place over 2 years. So you did your planting, and then you took your data after 2 years. And we looked at a number of different things. We looked at caliper and top growth, the whole weight of the tree, and then the leaf area and leaf weight. And so that would tell us how well that tree is going. We didn't look at height. That's not really a good measure. If you have an idea of how much leaf area there is, that means there's a lot of photosynthetic tissue out there, and that's going to affect how quickly that tree gets established and grows.
So what were we finding then? What was the overriding message?
So first of all, between the bare soil and the mulch, there was no difference. It didn't make any difference at all. Now, if I were doing it, you know, if I were planting a tree, I'd mulch because it's a real hassle to keep that soil bare out to 3 feet. And so no difference there. But then we looked at all the other stuff. The caliper, what we did is take the diameter of that tree 6 inches above ground level. For the mulched and the bare soil, it was always better than if it had any type of grass. Now, Bermuda grass was more aggressive than the other two. The other two are Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue. Those are cool season. That warm season grass was a lot more aggressive, and therefore we got a bigger change if you had the Bermuda grass. So if you kept it bare, it was a lot better than Bermuda grass. The other two are a significant difference as well. So that was caliper. Then he took the top growth. So he cut it off at ground level, and then he just used a hanging scale so he can get the weight of the whole thing. And again, it's the same thing. If you had bare soil or mulched, you had much better growth than if you had grasses growing right up to that tree. And then the last thing was that leaf area and leaf weight. Again, at least twice as good or twice as much leaf area if you control those grasses. So it really made a huge difference to control the grasses.
And the real takeaway here is the fact that we want to do this because if you get those trees through the first few years, much better survival rate.
Much better survival rate and much better establishment and top growth as time goes on. So those first few years are critical in getting those trees off to a really good start. And so it's something we really do recommend is to control those grasses right up to the trunk out to at least 3 feet.
In terms of the mulch layer itself, we normally do 2 to 3 inches, or was it more
than
that?
That's right. No, it's about 3 inches. What you want to avoid is what we call volcano mulching. Volcano mulching, you heap that mulch right up to the trunk. It keeps that trunk wet, and that's actually bad for the tree. So a lot of people will pull the mulch away right from the base of the tree, just a little bit, then the rest of it. Oh, about 3 inches deep would be about right.
Would we maintain this distance then after those 2 years? Is it important to continue to keep the grass away?
I think it is because what people often do is use a weed whip to control the grasses around there. And if you let that grass go right up to the trunk, you're going to injure the trunk. And so I think it's a good idea to continue to control those grasses.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham. With information on research from K-State's John C. Pear Horticultural Center on the effects of controlling grasses around newly planted trees. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.